I speak to you in the name of God, the seed that gives life, the grain of wheat that dies, the harvest that would feed the world. Amen. In a moment, many of us will expose our naked feet. It's not the most comfortable thing that we do, even for those who will do it on Zoom at home. But it pales in comparison to what's really going on tonight. Because in this liturgy that launches us into the sacred triduum, we are meant to expose our souls to. That's S-O-U-L-S for all you clever homonym people out there. This liturgy, this night, is a metaphor for our whole life of faith. And throughout the drama, from Last Supper to Garden, the faithfulness of Jesus will stand in stark contrast to all the ways in which the disciples will prove faithless. So as your feet are washed tonight, or as you behold the bathing of another, ask yourself these questions. Where will my feet lead me this night? In whose footsteps will I walk? As we attempt to walk faithfully with Jesus every step of the way on this journey through Holy Week, those are the questions that echo with each step through this sacred liturgy. Those questions are whispered in the darkness of this holy night, because this is the night where we all symbolically make the choice whether to walk with Christ to Gethsemane or scurry away in fear or betrayal or indifference. And we do this knowing all the while that whatever choice we make, whatever path we take, Jesus will remain faithful for us. Tonight, he won't abandon us, even though we may abandon him. The profound revelation of Gethsemane is that Christ will choose to stay. Even though he asks that the cup be taken from him, he will give his cup to us. And tonight, giving himself to us means faithfully walking the path that has been laid out for him. This is what he's been preparing for. In other words, we know where Christ's feet will lead him. The questions you must answer in your own heart are, where will my feet lead me this night? In whose footsteps will I walk? And we begin to walk the walk as a community by being here, by being fully present this night. Because this is a liturgy that moves us from the washing of the disciples' feet that walked the journey before us to sharing the meal that is supposed to sustain us on the journey that we continue, all the way to the naked image of a stripped table and an empty cup and plate. And finally, into the still darkness of Gethsemane, where not only our feet, but all that we are will be bound by the forces of darkness. Our worship this night so full of ritual action, symbol, and word. Our liturgy tonight, even more than our feet, is supposed to carry us, to steady our path and lead us to faithfulness. So tonight, we go beyond thinking of our feet in a literal sense, because this night isn't really about what carries the weight of our bodies. This night is about what bears the heaviness of our souls. This ritual washing is not just showing us how to love one another through this act of humble service that Jesus did for his disciples. It's about preparing us for the journey ahead, to Gethsemane, to witness Christ's ignominious arrest at midnight, and beyond this night, to prepare us to walk to Golgotha, to witness the depths of our sin in the barbaric cruelty of the cross. And finally, when that brokenness makes us feel as though we could not possibly take another step, our feet will bear us step by step to an empty tomb and the promise of new life. It is by and through this liturgy that we begin to walk on the path from death to resurrection. So, where will your feet lead you? And whose steps will you follow? As feet are washed this night, prepare yourself for the garden. Imagine the characters that populate the drama of this night. Imagine that you are walking in the footsteps of Judas, even that after being cleansed by Christ, will you scurry and scamper to get the guards and lead them with furtive footsteps on the path to betrayal? Will you lead yourself on a journey towards a guilt that will consume you as it did Judas? Face it, there are times in our lives when we are Judas. Tonight is about walking in those footsteps again, so that you may know that there is forgiveness beyond the worst betrayals. Or will you walk in the footsteps of Peter and the other disciples? Will fear or weakness or uncertainty cause your footsteps to falter? And when Jesus needs you the most, will your feet fail you so that you fail to stand with Christ in the hour of his greatest need? There are times in our lives when we are Peter. Tonight is about walking in those footsteps again, and knowing that even at those times when you abandon God or others, God never abandons you. Or will you follow faithfully in the footsteps of the Lord? Will you go into the darkness of this night, of his impending suffering and death, And will you stay faithful where the disciples could not? Will you pray in the darkness and, like Jesus, surrender to God's will, trusting in only a promise of new life? There are moments when our faith is tested beyond what we think we could possibly bear, right? Tonight is about knowing that Christ bears it with you. And at the end of this night, when the liturgy itself has breathed its last, when you have been prepared to walk the walk, when the meal has been shared, when the altar is left barren and the darkness descends, will you be able to glimpse the light of the resurrection that is to come, however faint a glimmer it may seem? Because that's the hope that's meant to sustain us through these dark days until we see the light again. That's what this night is for. Wherever your feet take you, and in whoever's footsteps you walk, know this: the steps you take this night, in every sense of the phrase, are a metaphor for your whole life. Because your feet are what carry you. The entire weight of your journey through this earthly life. The weight of all that makes you who you are is borne by two fragile, sensitive, calloused, and complicated appendages. Your feet are your connection to the ground of your being. They kiss the earth in a continual pantomime that keeps you humble and connected. And by the time you breathe your last and leave this world, your feet will bear the marks of all the cares that you have borne on this life's journey. But on this night, we are called to ponder this: everything that our feet bear, all of who we are, is held in the tender mercy of Jesus, the one who would bear all things for us. Amen.